Hello, Audioboo. It's been a long time.
Speech off.
And I apologize for that. I was a bit mad at Audioboo for a while for canceling the DMs. I'm still not happy with it. And that's why I only have my half-hour account and not an hour anymore, but I don't know if I'll change that, but so far half an hour should be enough. But anyways, it is just after a quarter to eight in the morning on the 15th of May 2016, and today is the day of the arrival of my new guide dog Tokyo, and I think it's also the day of Rosie's retirement. The reason I say I think is that I don't know if they'll retire her after I qualify with Tokyo or just retire her today. So we'll have to see how that goes. I'm making myself a cup of coffee. You're hearing the Roomba robot cleaning in the background, a little kind of Roomba sweeper thing. I'm very tired. I got about 4 hours of sleep because we're doing the whole Eurovision thing last night. It was very exciting, but I don't like staying up anymore, and I'm tired.
Yes, the timing could have been better.
Okay. So now there is a news flash. They're saying that the heat wave will reach its peak today. Will reach its peak today, and in most places it will cross the 40 degrees.
Yes, and they're only predicting 38 here, so.
No, I think the weather app is wrong because basically they're saying that pretty much everywhere the 40 degrees will cross.
Well, anyway.
So,
it's all pretty hot anyway.
This is Audioboo, by the way.
Hello, Audioboo.
40 degrees is 105 Fahrenheit. And I don't like hot weather anyway. Also, we have a situation where the air conditioner in our bedroom, it's kind of funny, it's kind of divided into kind of two units, the air conditioner in this flat. And the one that is in our bedroom, first of all, the remote control isn't working. And I have a feeling that you cannot control the unit otherwise, especially if you can't see. And so it's really, really not very nice in our room.
There's no shutters or anything in there either.
Yeah, like curtains or drapes or anything.
To keep
that out. So, at least you're going to have to buy a pedestal fan or something. You're going to have to find some kind of a technician. But the thing is that because I'm getting, I don't know how much I'm allowed to go out. Coffee. We have the dishwasher on and we have the bed ready. Let me tell you about this new guide dog. I don't know a lot about her. I did meet her because I've tried four guide dogs until they matched me with her. But you know, I just trying to remember. Well, I know her name is Tokyo. She's a Labrador Golden Retriever cross, which is yay because I'm a very big fan of Golden Retrievers. The other ones that I tried were all Labradors and they were all lovely. I didn't know she was a cross when I tried her, but it just worked out that way. The other ones that I tried were all litter mates. So they're all like brothers. Well, two sisters and one brother. So I'm very tired, and I'm also very, very excited and very nervous and a bit sad because I really did want, you know, I really was hoping that I'd be able to work Rosie for a couple more years. Rosie's such a lovely dog, and I love her so much, but she's just not well enough. Just isn't. Most of you know that she had surgery last month where they took out half of her right lung, and there's still bacteria in there that's destroying her lung. So if we don't find a way to stop the progress of this disease, we're looking at problems. But she is happier and she's feeling better than she was, but she's just not as strong and difficult, and you know, you don't want a guide dog working in the castle, not do. So she will go into early retirement. She won't even be 8 until next month, and most of you will know, anyone with a guide dog will know, that retiring at 7 is very early indeed. Usually it's around 10, you know, maybe, you know, 9, 11, you know, but around 10 is the
usual age.
And for the last year, she hasn't really been working properly anyway. So I will endeavor to record my meeting with Tokyo. I don't know how we're going to do it. It's a domiciliary course, which you probably gathered. There is a class starting at the school today. I have requested and was granted domiciliary training. I didn't want to leave Jeff and Rosie and go off for 3 weeks. And they had 10 people who needed to be on this class, and they only can accommodate 6, and I believe 2 have to wait for, I think 2 aren't actually ready or experienced enough. Oh, there is the trainer. Let's see what he wants. Excuse the heat. Boker tov, Yael. Beseder, ma shlomech? Okay. רחוב ריינס 20 בחולון. ריינס, ריש יוד יוד נון סמך. נכון. 20. כן. ביי, תודה. That's the trainer leaving the guide dog school with the dog.
I said there should be a while yet.
Shouldn't be too long. It's not that far. I could hear her. She's in the kennels. I could hear all the dogs. Sorry?
Definitely time enough for coffee.
Yeah, definitely. I'm having coffee. So I think I'll ask again, but I believe 6 people are in class. 2 of us are having domiciliary training, and 2 people, I think, had to wait. But I'm not sure. Maybe 4 of us are having domiciliary training. So there will be a bit of Hebrew, and I'm sorry about that. It's not easy for me either. But we'll manage. There's some things that are understood in all languages. And I will try to... I don't want to promise, but I want to try and record like a little guide dog diary for Tokyo. When when I got Rosie, I don't remember if there even was audio boo. I was on Twitter, and I think there was audio boo, but the only person who was using it seemed to be Stephen Fry at that time.
Well, we didn't have iPhones.
No, we didn't have iThings. I had my Nokia E71 when I got Rosie. Even Skype on there was challenging, if you all remember. My, how times have changed, haven't they? Sorry if this sounds a bit disjointed and confused and confusing, but I'm also recording this on the iPod because I still have my old Audioboo on there, and it's much better than the new one. I'm sorry. The new Audioboo is shite, especially with the way VoiceOver reads. All those unselected posts or whatever it is. It's not a nice experience trolling through Audioboo with VoiceOver these days, I have to admit. So I encourage Audioboo to at least fix this. A Eurovision last night, I am not really happy that Ukraine won. I mean, I understand why it won. I was thinking Russia would win, and I was almost right because it did get the most
popular
vote. So, but I thought Australia did very well to get to the second place. Welcome to Europe, Australia. Maybe you'll be in the EU soon. Well, that will certainly make things a lot easier. just joking. And so all sorts of feelings floating around in there today. Most of them positive, but there is a fear, there is anxiety, and there is a bit of sadness as well. So I think I will upload this now, because there's no point in just going on for the sake of going on, and we'll come back when there's something more to report. I will hashtag these guide dog Tokyo, so people on Twitter or Facebook who are listening through Twitter and Facebook could start. You could probably search on Audioboo as well. Filter them out if you don't want to hear them. I will endeavor to make this, to do this properly. So, let's embark on this new adventure with Guide Dog Tokyo.